In verse 1, Deuteronomy 29, verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. So give your attention to them. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. Now Moses called all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great wonders. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear to this very day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or similar drink, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. And when you came to this place, Sihon king of Heshbon and Og king of Bashan came out against us to battle, and we conquered them. We took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand today before the Lord your God, your leaders and your tribes and your elders and your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones and your wives, also the stranger who is in your camp, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath which the Lord your God makes with you today, that he may establish you today as a people for himself, and that he may be God to you, just as he has spoken to you, and just as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I make this covenant and this oath not with you alone, but with him who stands here with us today before the Lord our God, as well as with him who is not here with us today. For you know that we dwelt in the land of Egypt, and that we came through the nations which you passed by, and you saw their abominations and their idols which were among them, wood and stone and silver and gold. So there may not be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations, and that there may not be among you a root bearing bitterness or wormwood, and so it may not happen, when he hears the words of this curse, that he blesses himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, even though I follow the dictates of my heart, as though the drunkard could be included with the sober. The Lord would not spare him. For then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy would burn against that man, and every curse that is written in this book would settle on him. And the Lord would blot out his name from under heaven. And the Lord would separate him from all the tribes of Israel for adversity, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the coming generation of your children who rise up after you, and the foreigner who comes from a far land would say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which the Lord has laid on it, the whole land is brimstone, salt and burning. It is not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and his wrath. All nations would say, why has the Lord done so to this land? Why does the heat of this great anger mean? And then people would say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them, which when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, for they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods that they did not know, and that he had not given to them. And the anger of the Lord was aroused against this land to bring on it every curse that is written in this book. And the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. That is God's word, and it endures forever. Here in this last two chapters of Deuteronomy, you see it says verse 1, these are the words of the covenant. And verses 2 through 8, there is a remembering of what the Lord had done for the children of Israel, bringing them out of Egypt and through the wilderness. And then verse 9, a charge is given to Israel that they were to keep covenant with the Lord and they would be blessed if they did, if they would obey. And of course, just as we are called to obey today in the church, in union with Jesus Christ. Verses 12 through 13, this covenant given was so that He would be their God and they would be His people. Verses 10 through 15, surrounding verses 12 through 13, describing who this covenant was made with, from the oldest to the youngest. Even the little ones are part of this covenant that was made. This covenant given so that they would worship the Lord God alone, verses 16 and 17, and not turn to the idols of the nations. And as we've been learning in Romans 12, not turning to the world and the things of this world, but turning from them unto the Lord our God, even through His Word. If they would turn to those false gods and the idols of these nations, they were going in to the land of Canaan to possess, then they would be cursed. That's the promise. And you see throughout Israel's history a constant turning to idols, a constant turning to false worship. And it is in the same in church history, and it is the same today in the church today. Always, constantly turning to idols and false worship. And so a great warning to us today. Idolatry is rampant in our nation and throughout the world. But here it says, this verse 22, and the promises following verse 22, this was for future generations as a warning as well. When they saw the destruction, when they saw the other nations, they would ask, why has this happened to them? When they go into Babylon and things like that, why has this happened? And people would answer from those nations, because they forsook the covenant of the Lord, verse 25. They worshipped idols, they served other gods, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and curses were brought upon the covenant people from the youngest to the oldest, upon all the covenant people. And so we must worship Him, and we must worship Him alone, according to His Word. According to His law, because that's how He desires us to worship Him, according to His Word. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise today. We're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful, just as we read in the very last verse, that these things have been revealed to us. But we still acknowledge the secret things belong to You. But those things that have been revealed, they belong to us and to our children forever. And we give You praise that You've revealed these things to us. We're thankful that You have brought us here together today to hear them again, to read them. And we ask that You would help us to understand them, that You would grow us in knowledge and wisdom, that is, applying Your Word appropriately to our lives. We ask that You would help us to turn from our sin of idolatries, in which we often, even ourselves, this past week we have worshipped false gods and committed idolatry when we put the things of this world before You, when we've put our families even before You, and our concern about them. Father, we ask that You would turn us from such sin, and that You would have the first place, that Christ would be preeminent in our lives, and not we ourselves, or the things of this world, or even money. And yet, Father, the money is a good concern in these days, because some people have lost their jobs. And so we pray that You would, we know it's not good for man not to work, because if man does not work, he does not eat. And so, Father, we pray that You would provide work for especially the members of our congregation, especially for the church throughout the world. We pray for, amongst our congregation, we pray for Russ, that You would bring him back to work and provide for him, even as his finances being paid from his current work run out since he's temporarily laid off. We ask for any others who may be struggling to get work or continue in their work, ask that you would provide for them as well, and for all of our families, even for the widow and for those who are poor. Father, provide for your people. Father, protect us. Protect us from evil. Protect your church and the worship of your church from a godless government and from idolaters who would seek to take and destroy your church, which cannot happen. We're thankful to know this and the promises that you give, that you will protect us, you will watch over us. And yet we often have those scriptures that come to mind that if we don't obey you, then you may hand us over to the enemy. So Father, we ask that you would cause us to examine our hearts, to see our sin and turn from it unto you, the living and true God, that you would make us a repentant people, that you would make us a faithful people in Christ your Son, that we would be righteous as he is righteous and holy as he is holy. Though we are not able to do this of ourselves, we pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit and you would give us a submission unto you, that we would not quench the Spirit or grieve the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask that you would bless us today and show mercy, that the weather that you bring would not hinder our worship of you. Father, we ask that you would spare us in that. But we trust you, we trust your will, that you will bring about exactly what we need, and that the word would go forth. We do pray for this as well. We ask that you would give us receptive hearts to your word, and that you would give us the Spirit to illuminate our hearts and our minds, which still has remaining sin, some again still in darkness. We ask that you would shine a light into the dark places, and that we would receive your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, give us faith in him. Give us faith in you and in your promises, that we would hope and draw comfort from even in these days. Father, we pray for those who may be not feeling well. Pray for Melissa and for others. Father, we ask that you would grant to them better health, strength of body. We pray for those who are remaining at home to help protect their bodies. We ask that you would bless them today. We ask that you would help them hear your word today, and it would be a blessing to them. And we praise you for those who are feeling better and getting better. We pray for Jeannie. You would heal her even of her struggles in her lungs, but we praise you that she does feel better day by day. And Father, above all, Father, we ask that you would make us not to be idolaters, but to be worshipers of you, who worship you in spirit and in truth, with our hearts, with sincerity and boldness and zeal, and according to your word that is the truth, according to your commandments. And where we have gone astray, Father, we ask that you would convict us of our sin. Give wisdom to the elders that we would change our practice, if so, that we would reform and repent and seek your face. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.